here we go. We're rolling.
Radio Nova Podcasts. Seriously addictive and ready when you are. From Radio Nova.
Music news, Radio Nova today, a little bit different. I've been joined by a gentleman called Ricky Ross from Deacon Blue. Hello.
Hello there.
You got together back in Glasgow, 1985, 40 years. Did you think you'd get 40 years out of it?
No, you don't. When you start, you just think, you know, you don't think beyond a couple of years. You think that seems a long time. Three years or three albums and all that felt like a lifetime. So, no, we didn't. And we still really don't have a plan, you know. We just go from, you know, will we make a record? Yeah, we'll make a record. Will we go on tour? Yeah, we'll go on tour. And so we, you know, we have that. That's our kind of always been our the way we work.
Like Rain Town was 1987. We're like the Great Western Road, the new album. Mm. We're 12 albums in now.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot of songs.
Where's all these ideas and material coming from?
Well, you know, I think suddenly what happens is you're suddenly, you know, maybe writing something and then another thing, and an album begins to take shape, and you think there's a possibly a record there, and one song suggests another song, and I think that's how it works. And Great Western Road, the most recent album. You know, was based around these beautiful avenues that come out of the, I mean, I guess Dublin's the same, every big city is the same, but these magnificent big roads that come out of Glasgow and lead in different directions, you know, it just started the thought process.
But when it comes to a gig now, you're coming to Dublin, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes time, but how do you pick it at a set list from 12 albums?
Well, fun enough, we've just gone through a big list of songs.
Yeah,
I mean, there's things that people have to hear, and I think it's right that they want to hear them, and they will hear them. But then there's other things you think, well, that would work, and you know, we haven't done it for a while or whatever, and it just finds itself. And we change the show. I mean, to be honest with you, we change the show around from night to night, and that keeps everyone on their toes. And I always feel that on any given night, people get a unique show.
But like I touched on 1985, and very different then. It was about selling records. Now it's about streaming.
Yeah,
it's a bit mad, isn't it?
It's a different world. People. Mm. Someone was asking me the other day, "How's the music business changed?" I'm saying it was like changing. It's just changed in every way that you can imagine, except kind of bones of putting a band together, of arranging a song. You know, these things are things that I've since anyone's ever played music together. It's the same stuff. You know, you have to listen to each other, and you have to, you know, the harmonies and melodies, and so all that sort of stuff is the same, but everything else around it has changed hugely.
But you particularly Michelle as well, you've adapted to social media, because I saw Michelle yesterday, the day before, doing stuff, playing around.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be everywhere, you know. It's kind of very, very public now. And I mean, same with you guys on radio, and radio is now TV, and you know, it's very, everything's very visual, and yeah, it's that's different. But essentially, it's still about songs and about songs that connect with people.
So you're coming now, 8th of October, 3 Arena, quite a big venue.
It is, and yeah, it's quite daunting for us. We haven't played there for a long time.
Yeah.
But we're very excited about it. Dublin's a special place for us. We started off in a little club years ago, and if I had a pound for everyone that said to me they were at that gig, because there was only about 100 people there, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but it, you know, it was called Hawkins. It was just off the Liffey somewhere, and I always remember it was a really special night. And way back, a friend of mine who lived in Liverpool said to me, you know, there's a guy in Dublin playing your stuff on the radio, at nighttime radio, and he played sort of songs deep into the Rain Town album. And so it's always been a, you know, people in Dublin have always kind of had a thing for us, which is about the music, you know, which has been great.
It's a bit like David Gray, isn't it, the storytelling?
Yeah,
That's what he always credits Ireland with, the storytelling.
Well, it's
and you're kind of like that too.
Yeah, stories that make songs, and people relate to these stories, and of course, they kind of, you know, track their own lives and their own events and their own lives.
Mm, so the 8th of October, 3 Arena, we're all going to be there.
Well, thank you very much.
We'll sing along to everything. Give us away from the stage, will you? Ricky Ross, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ready for more great Radio Nova podcasts? Head to nova.ie/podcasts from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.